good evening, everyone from around the world in the chat room and on the phone. Welcome to Tuesday Night Free Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina. How's everybody doing? I hope your Monday was pretty good, and today's Tuesday that your week is starting out hopefully a little bit better than it did last week. We're so glad that you're joining and supporting the show. We cover personal to business readings daily. It is our pleasure and honor to answer your questions. Remember, your destiny can change. You have control of your future. We will give you answers to the best of our abilities. What you do with the information is up to you. Daily psychic readings are done on the website, theessenceofsuccess.net, from 11 to 7 p.m. at night. If you're not ready yet to schedule a reading, well, at least go on and subscribe at the website. If you have any messages for us, you can leave them at the website on the main page. Scroll to the bottom, you'll see our message box, or go to Facebook, and it's the Essence of Success Radio Network. Now, the show phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914, and lines are open. Y'all better start calling in. It was busy last night, so do call in. And Nina's with us tonight. She's feeling better. Yay! All right, come on in, Miss Nina.
Yeah, good evening, everyone. I hope you're having a nice night. I'm kind of doom and gloom because the wrong party got in again. They didn't learn from the first time that the guy was a crook, so here we go again. Oh, well, get on with life, Nina. I'm not happy. But that's okay. I have only one birthday this week, and that's my sister-in-law, Sue. Happy birthday, Sue. I love you.
Oh, that's right, birthdays. Okay, happy birthday to Reverend Kenneth Curl. God bless you, sir. Happy birthday to Leslie Collins, Sherry Clayton, girl, us retirees. We got to get back together again, go have lunch or something. Happy birthday to Chelsea Patton. Happy birthday to Willie Bliss. Happy birthday to my little cousin, Aaron Renee Fleeks in Dallas, Texas. We miss you, girl. Happy birthday to Robert Clayton. Happy birthday to Ginger Hasbrook, Carol Gaston, Edwina Arnold. Gone with it, girl. Happy birthday to Collins Chikoze. Happy birthday to my nephew, Anthony Boyd and Gold. Happy birthday to you and Thomas Page and Harjeet Singh. Everyone, God bless you, and I hope you have wonderful birthdays, and I hope that this year for your birthday it'll be the very best year yet. Okay. All right. Oh, quick prayer. Our highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with health, love, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the higher power in the universe. So be it. Nina, did you get my prayer? I did another new prayer and sent it to you.
Yes, I got it the other day. I got it yesterday.
Okay.
That's all good. Yeah, folks, you better call in because, I'm putting my 2-minute warning out there already. So you better call in. We've got no one in the queue. And Lennis and I don't like wasting time. We have always got other things and other people we can help if you're not going to be here to call in. So I'm glad it was busy last night. Hopefully I'll make it to Monday's show.
Yes. I just want to say my regards. I'm sorry about how your elections went because, of course, ours is next year. Well, the prelim is this November, but next year will be the distinctive vote for whoever president and governor. But, I'm sorry for y'all. The only good thing happened for us was he was going to do the G7 summit meeting, which this year the United States is hosting. He was going to have it at his resort in Florida, which meant that us taxpayers were paying for it. I was like, what's wrong with Camp David? How many presidents have used Camp David as a very private and secret meeting place and heavily guarded? But anyway, they said that that was the best. I think they were just scared of him, scared to tell him, no, we're not putting anything in your place. So anyway, he got a lot of flack from Congress. So now they're looking for another place to have it. Have it at Camp David. This man has been pimping us and his family. They said last year his daughter, Nina, and son made $80 million. How do you make $80 million working for the White House?
Yeah, sitting on your butt doing nothing.
$80 million profit they made in 2018. He's just his daughter and son. What did he make? Because he sure was using his facility for golf and, you know, different stuff like that. Who was paying for that? Us taxpayers. So he was trying to do the same thing with the G7 summit meeting at his Florida resort. So he would make money on it. Anyway,
yeah,
I'm glad it got changed.
Yeah, doesn't surprise me. It seems like our leaders in the free world are all crooked, and that's way too bad. It really makes you think about the other side of the world, you know? When we have, here we are in the free world, and we have nothing but crooked politicians. Like, our premier was not accused. He did break the law over 3 times. In the last 2 years, he didn't even get a slap on the hand. And what happens? They vote him back in, right in the provinces that he's from in Ontario and Quebec. What the hell is wrong with you people? I'm sorry.
Well,
I don't talk politics, but this is stupid.
you know you got my sympathy and regards, okay? yours might have been a prelim for us. He got back in a prelim for us, and know that 45 is going to get back in. So who knows? So anyway,
yeah, he probably, unfortunately, Trump probably will get back in. I'm just shaking my head. Like, people,
no.
I
see it psychically, Nina, but I only see him being back for a year and a half. That's all that I see him in. When he gets reelected, he'll only be there for a year and a half. Now, what happens? Does he get impeached? Does he get assassinated? Do he get sick or what? I don't know. I didn't see that aspect of it, but I saw 1.5. So that tells me he's only going to do a year and a half.
Heart attack.
So, but who knows? And then the other problem is, who's the vice president? Because I don't believe that Pence, I don't see Pence running with him in this next election. He threw Pence under the bus already. So I don't see him running as his mate. So that's the other thing. Okay, you then got rid of the elephant in the room, but what about who's behind the elephant?
Yeah, not only that, who wants to run with him? Like, really? Who does?
You'd be surprised.
Yeah,
there's some people with lip gloss on, Nina.
Yeah, well, that may be, but those people all want the money, the almighty dollar. Are they thinking about our country's no, they're not. They're thinking about the dollar end for them, not for the rest of the world. Like, Western Canada is suffering big time. And, nothing's going to happen for us, unfortunately. I said to Jim when we were going today, we were going to pick up some jars because I'm doing some more canning. And I said to him, I said, you and I are, everybody that's retired are the only people that have a guaranteed income in the Western provinces right now. The rest of the world aren't guaranteed a job at all. Like, you could lose your job tomorrow. Like, things are that bad. And is Eastern Canada coming to the rescue of Albertans? Hell no. But we came to their rescue years and years and years and years and years in a row. And we are still expected to donate money that should be going to our own province, Eastern Canada.
Right.
Ask me if I'm bitter. Yes, I am.
Wow. That's interesting. You're enlightening all of us because I didn't realize how bad it had got up there. Wow. Well, I say the government. I won't say bad because the people are still good. So it's just your government. Same here. It's the government.
Yeah, well, it's the government, but, you know, it's also just, it's basically gotten down to the East against the West. The West wants a pipeline and the East doesn't, so they voted against whatever we were going to vote for, so we wouldn't get what's required. So that's what it's come down to, and unfortunately, because of this, things are pretty bleak. I don't know. I think a lot of my friends are going to be losing more and more and more. There's going to be a hell of a lot. If you've got money, come up here. There's going to be lots and lots of residential for sale. And I can probably say that there'll be lots of businesses for sale, too. Small businesses are going to suffer.
Wow. Wow.
Well, restaurants are closing right, left, and center up here. Chili's closed. Red Robin's is closing. There's a few others that are leaving. And you know what? It's too bad because nobody can afford to go out to eat that often anymore. Going to restaurants.
Wow, those are major restaurants too, Nina.
I know. Well, Chili's has been gone for a few years now, and Red Robin's, we just got the word out today that they would be closing up here too as well. But, you know,
wow.
It's kind of a shame because before when you used to go to some of these popular restaurants, you had at least a 40-minute wait. Now you walk in and you get a table. There's no wait anywhere.
Ooh, yeah, that you can see is an economical difference. Yes, ma'am. Yep,
so
that's
definitely an economical
difference.
Yeah, Jim and I don't go out that often, but, you know, we get the odd gift card here and there, and we've been using those gift cards, and like I said, we go to these places and expect to wait. Well, there's no waiting. There's no waiting anywhere anymore. Oh, it's a sad, sad state of affairs. I want to run away. I'd like to win the lottery now, please. And
No, that's right. Me and you both. Well, my neighbor told me the other night, she says, because I was telling her that Trump was going to get in, and she says, no way, if he gets in, you know what, we're moving to Canada. I said, well, you know,
no.
I said that, and she says, we're out of here. I said, a lot of people said that when he got in the first time, so I don't know.
Canada's not the choice either unless you're just coming to live here. If you want to come to work, forget it. Not even down east. I would say forget it. It's not a place if you're going to come to work. It's a great place
now
to live.
Now,
but
let me ask you a question, because you said it's the east to the west. Is it the stores or restaurants closing more in the west than it is in the east?
No, I think the Red Robins and Chili's was across Canada, I believe. But I have no idea what it's like on the East Coast. The East Coast is always the eastern part of Canada. I'm not going to say the East Coast. I'm talking from Quebec east.
Okay.
The economics has always been sketchy there. Always our poor provinces. Always looking for a handout. Always looking for a handout from Alberta when Alberta was strong. But unfortunately, it's gotten to the point now that handout is still continuing, even though for the last 5 to 6 years Alberta's been suffering. So when do you say enough is enough, and that when does our premier say, okay, we're not given anymore? I think it's time. I've turned our show into a political platform. I'm sorry.
No, it's just interesting because, you know, we're down here in the States and we don't understand all the Canada laws or policy and regulations. So it's good you live there to explain this to us. You know, it gives us an understanding, whether we agree with it or not, you know, because we feel for you guys too. But it gives you an understanding so you understand what's going on. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And unfortunately, I understand all too well about what's going on in the U.S. We get all our news. Yes, we get what's going on in our own country, but we get a hell of a lot more about what's going on in yours. So I think I'm a little more knowledgeable about your country than I am about my own.
Yeah, I don't know. I tell you, it's just freaking crazy.
All I can say right now is I'm going to be praying for your country, but please, all of you that are listening, or if you're going to just listen to the podcast later, please pray for my country. Canada is, it's a country divided right now, unfortunately, and it's not, I've always been proud to call myself a Canadian. Today, I'm not so proud. I am still proud to call myself an Albertan. I love my province. It's a great province. But unfortunately, it's going to be hitting on worse times than it already has been in. Saskatchewan is looking, that's the province right next to us, is suffering as well. And so is British Columbia, and Manitoba to some extent as well. So the Western provinces are going to suffer, and we're going to suffer even more. It's so, so sad. Like I said, I'm not a proud Canadian at the moment. I'm a proud Albertan, and I always will be. But as far as Canada goes, I don't understand why things turned out the way they did. That's all I can say. I just don't understand.
I have another real quick question to you. In your province now, like here in the United States, each state has a governor. In your province, do you have a representative for each province, province, or is it all just under the auspices of your PM?
It's called province. We have provinces.
Province,
and
okay,
have,
province.
And we have premiers that are head of our provinces, which is like your governors. So we have premiers instead of governors. And, yes, they are head of the province.
Oh, okay.
But when, yeah. But when you have one party against another party, and all of Western Canada pretty much has got a different party than what's governing right now, it makes for tough, tough times for our voices to be heard.
Because I was going to say, can't you put pressure on your PM, all of y'all that are on the Western side, you know, to implement some changes if possible?
We can, but we don't have, like, you know how many, you have Democrats and Republicans, and you have so many seats for each, right? Well,
yes.
It's the same way up here. It's the same way up here, only we have Liberals, United Conservatives, Green Party, Parti Québécois, which is the Quebec government, and two others that are NDP, whatever, and they all have so many seats. Well, when you don't have a majority, and even your minority government, the ones that are not in on, like the NDPs and the Green Party, have said that they are going to go with our Liberal government and form a majority government, they'll vote with them, then it makes it hard for the rest. So, I don't know. All I can say is it's really going to be interesting the next, well, I hope it won't last 4 years. I hope it's only going to last a year and a half like they're predicting. But it could be 4 years. And if we have 4 years, it's going to be 4 years of hell.
Well, how often do you elect your PMs of your provinces?
Provinces are, everything is every 4 years.
Okay. So as well as the head of Canada, you also, like us, the governors, okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, but no, you said every 4 years. I think, what are governors, every 2 years? I don't know. I think two
years,
every president's four. Only four.
No, they're every 4 years, too, down there, only it's rotating. You do some at one time and some at another. You don't do them all at once.
No, we don't.
So that's the way yours goes. It's rotating. So, hey, told you I knew more about your government than mine.
Well, I found this interesting. I know we didn't have callers, but that it's just interesting. You know, it's nothing like talking to someone that lives there and knows their country, their land, their people, you know. So, yeah, that was interesting. Sorry we didn't do the callers, but I'm sure people that are listening to the show are being quite educated as well.
Well, let's hope so. And, you know, if anybody ever wants to ask questions about Canada, Alberta, or anything else, let Lennis and I know, and we can have a show about this. We can talk about the different countries and politics. No, let's not talk politics. We can talk about other things.
Well, you know what? We got major elections coming up in November, so we might just do a show and talk about politics, because we do. And I think as it gets closer, I am going to mention a few things, but, yep, we got a major one. They're bugging us now, Nina. Every evening before you can sit down and have dinner, your phone's ringing. Are you voting Democrat? Are you voting Republican? Are you voting for this initiative? Do you even vote for this referendum? Like, Jesus Christ, can I just sit down and get a bite of food in my mouth and a cup of coffee? Okay, We'll talk.
Yeah.
But,
that's okay.
Yeah.
We get all the ads and stuff up here too. So yeah, we know an election's coming.
Yeah, because they start, and don't they? They start worrying. I say they worry me because it's like, I tell them I vote for who I believe is most qualified. I don't care if it's Republican or Democrat or Tea Party or Green Party, whatever. If I feel that you're most qualified, I'm voting for your butt. So, yeah.
That's the way it should be. But anyway, the 2-minute warning was up 19 minutes ago.
Okay. Let's get this music going. All right. Go ahead, lady.
Good night, everyone. From around the world in the chat room, which nobody showed up and listening on air. I hope you have a pleasant evening. If you're from Canada, I don't know, hang your head down low, people. Hang your head low. Anyways, have a good evening, everyone. Have a great week, and we will talk to you next Monday.
There you go, and I'll see you guys tomorrow night at 6 for Paranormal Wednesdays. All right, have a good one, and I hope you guys enjoyed the little political parlay we had today. I thought it was pretty good. Thank you, Nina, for explaining things to us. I do appreciate that, and I love you, and have a wonderful week.
I'm giving every indication.
Uh-oh.
If it's hard of mine.